Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. This is your host, Dennis Maybell Edmond. Let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer, and we're going to have Evangelist Sheila Amin to come forth and lead us in this opening prayer.
With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your holy name. Oh, Lord God, we call upon you on this evening to stop by for a while, Lord, and manifest yourself. Send your anointing tonight, Lord. Let your anointing come and bless this broadcast. Bless everyone who's listening in. Oh, my Lord, we ask God that you will send your word tonight, that you will minister unto us, O God, that you will bless us through your word, Lord. Take control and have your way. Lord, we pray for all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. We ask you, Lord, to lay your hand upon them and to touch them, Lord. Jesus, we pray for healing and for deliverance. We pray for strength and for power, encouragement. We pray, God, for heavy burdens to be lifted in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we ask right now that you will mend the brokenhearted, that you will help the backslider to return unto you, oh, God. Bring them on back home, Lord, before it's too late. Oh, Lord, we pray, God, that you will remember those who are incarcerated. Bless them, Lord, in a special way to help them, oh, God, and to make them whole. Save their souls, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We are praying, Lord, for those who are less fortunate, oh, my God, not knowing where their next meal is coming from. We ask you, oh, Lord, to intervene and provide for them, Lord. Oh, my God, provide food and shelter in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, please, God, touch, Lord God, touch the hearts
of Lord.
Men everywhere, men, women, boys, and girls. Prick their hearts into repentance. Cause somebody to have a mind to serve you, Lord, all the days of their lives. And we ask you, oh, God, for divine intervention in our homes, Lord. We want you to come on in and take over, Lord Jesus. We want you, Lord, to have your way and to let your presence remain in our house in the name of Jesus. Rebuke every evil force and every unclean spirit, Lord God. Cast it out in the name of Jesus. Purify our hearts, oh God. Purify our minds and our thoughts, even our surroundings. Help us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, blessed Savior, let your holy angels be encamped all around us. Let them be there for protection. Oh, my God, for strength. In the name of Jesus, to uphold us, oh, God, and to help us through our daily situations. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we ask that you will look on our leader tonight, Lord. Pastor Jackson, we pray for wisdom and for understanding, oh God, asking that you will lead, guide, and direct him in the way he should go and teach him, Lord, how to lead your people. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the leaders all around the world that you will have mercy and give them wisdom and knowledge, give them understanding concerning your will, oh Lord. Oh, God, intervene right now in the name of Jesus. Let your blood cover us, oh, God. Keep us and preserve us. We pray, Lord, that you will be with us even throughout the course of this evening, keeping our minds on you, Lord, and asking you to bless us, Lord, during this broadcast. Oh, my God, throughout the entire time, let your presence be made known. Let your presence be felt among all who are listening tonight. Let them receive a special blessing in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we believe you, and we are taking you at your word. And we pray, God, earnestly for all of those who are on the prayer list, for the bereaved families tonight, asking for comfort and for consolation Oh,
yes.
My God, be close to those families and help them during this difficult time. We believe you, Lord, and we've taken you at your word. We count it as done, and we praise you, Lord. We thank
glory
you.
Glory to your name,
bless
Jesus.
Your holy name. Thank
yes,
you,
Lord
Jesus,
Jesus,
for all your goodness and mercy towards
glory
us. We thank you for forgiveness
yes.
of sins. We thank you, Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Because you look beyond all of our faults, and
yes,
you saw
Lord.
Our need, Lord. We thank you. For giving us grace, my God. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank you, my
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
For your touch, Lord, for the moving
thank
of your
you.
Spirit. We
thank,
thank
you
for the outpouring
you,
of your spirit, oh God.
Glory
we thank you
Jesus.
For everything.
Thank you,
done,
Jesus.
Lord,
thank you,
for
Jesus.
What you continue to do. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord,
we thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
thank
Lord,
you,
Jesus.
Oh God, for this prayer, Lord. We thank you for all things, Lord, and we're asking these blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen.
Yes,
thank the Lord
thank
for
you,
the opening prayer. Coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen, and at this time we're going to have the opening scripture, and I will be reading the 23rd number of Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. We are having the opening scripture being read. So we ask that you put your phone on mute.
We're going to have our opening scripture, and I'm going to be reading the 23rd number of Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We thank the Lord for the reading of the 23rd number of Psalms, verses 1 through 6.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful scripture being read by Sister Cheryl. And thank you all so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. And the access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. And 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by calling 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice. Title, One School and One is O-N-E. To visit the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, you can go to 18 East Center Street. It's in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list for Dr. Albert Tolbert, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Titus Edmond Sr., Larry Denson, Sister Rhoda Kasenga, Ventria Blackshear, Jermaine Shirley, and Tawana Donaldson, Darla Merrill, Navellis, Ronald Edmond, Terrell Allen, the Reeve Gordon and Anderson family, Sister White and her family, and all of the bereaved families. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Cynthia Edmond that she may render a selection. Amen.
Praise God.
Oh, Lord, you help me. Oh, Lord, you help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, you help me. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me. Oh, Lord, I want you to help me.
For that beautiful selection. Oh, Lord, I need you to help me. Help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Glory be to God. We need the Lord to help us. We just thank the Lord for the Gospel Truth broadcast. I honor the Lord. I give honor to whom honor is due. I tell you of a truth, the Lord has already blessed and touched my soul, and I'm enjoying this broadcast thus far. Also, thank God for the opening scripture. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. I'm looking to the Lord. I'm depending on him. And we do have to cry to the Lord every now and then and say, Lord, I need you to help me. Because we get in situations, we're faced with things we don't ask for. They just show up in our lives.
Yes.
And we need to call on the Lord and say, Lord, I need you to help me. Glory
yes,
be to God. So I encourage you to look to the Lord. Just look to him. All of your help comes from the Lord. The help that you need to deliver you, it comes from the Lord. Sometimes we try to find help down here among one another, calling on this one, calling on that one, looking to this one and that one, but we just need to cry out to the Lord and say, oh, Lord, I need you to help me.
Yes, Lord.
And he will come and see about you. He'll stop by
Hallelujah. And he will get you through that situation. Amen. He will deliver you. Praise be to God. So let's be encouraged to look to the Lord, and don't be ashamed to ask the Lord for help. You know, sometimes pride will cause people not to even ask for help. They know they need some help, and there may be someone that even the Lord may be leading them to go to ask them to help. But because of pride, they won't even humble down and ask for help. They'll just try to do it on their own and know they need that help. Praise God. And things don't always work out. But I just thank God for being there to be our help, and I'm not going to prolong the time, but at this time, let us get ready for the Word of God. Let's prepare our hearts and our minds to receive a word from the Lord. And at this time, without further ado, I introduce to you our speaker on this evening in the person of Evangelist Maybel Edmond. Let us pray for her and with her as she comes forth to minister to us the Word of God. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for what you're about to do. We believe you today. We take you at your word. We pray that you will bless a soul, that you will save some soul, that you will give somebody hope and trust in you. We know that thou art able to save, heal, forgive, and deliver. We believe you today, and we take you at your word. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for this opportunity. Let us go directly to the Word of God. We want to go to Romans, the 8th chapter. We're going to begin reading with verse 22. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doeth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Glory to God. We're going to talk to you tonight about the hope of glory. And my theme tonight is hope in the Lord. We have to learn to put our trust and our hope in the Lord, because the Lord can do things that we as human beings cannot do. God's a miracle through us hoping and trusting and looking to him. Hope is something that you wish for, but you don't see it. You look for it. You believe, and with expectation, you expect to receive what you are desiring of the Lord. And also, faith goes along with this. The Bible said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We don't see it, but by faith, we believe that God is going to do what we ask him to do. Whatever it is, if you're looking for healing of the body, God can do it. You may not see it, but God can do it. That may have cancer, they don't see it, but God can deliver them from the cancer. And we do have witnesses of what God has already done. Sister Mac, she witnessed and testified of how the Lord healed her from the cancer. Glory to God, when it was looking dim and it looked like there was no hope and things were beginning to spread in her body. But she had this hope and this trust in God. And she said when she opened her Bible,
her eyes fell right on the scripture, which said, this sickness is not unto death. Glory to God. That was God speaking to her right then and there. Glory to God. It was by faith. She didn't see the deliverance, but by faith, she believed God. She took God at his word and believed him, and the Lord healed her of the cancer. Glory to God. She went back to the doctors, and the doctors began to check and began to look. They couldn't find any cancer. So they called her back again, and they looked and they checked again, but no cancer. And they did this the third time, and there was no cancer. They couldn't find anything. And so the doctors had to release her. Glory to God. And she's been praising God and telling her testimony ever since. I tell you, God will do what the doctors can't do. God will do what man can't do. God can do the impossible. It may seem impossible to you and your loved ones, but God can move in a mighty way. I'm reminded of the man who had a lunatic son. Glory to God. And the man went to Jesus and asked Jesus to heal his son. And Jesus was willing to come under his roof to go to his house. But the man said he wasn't even worthy to have Jesus come to his house. But he said, speak the word only. Hallelujah. And Jesus healed him. He healed him of that spirit. God can do everything. It just takes that faith and that hope in God. It's something that you are looking for from the Lord with expectation. You're looking for God to heal your body. You're looking for God to save your soul. You're looking for God to deliver you. Hallelujah. Let's go to the word in Colossians 1 and 27. The word of God said, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jesus is the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. With expectation, we are looking to go back with Jesus when he comes back. I heard Job when he began to say, there is hope of a tree if it be cut down. Glory to God that it sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You see, God can cause that tree to sprout again, though it be cut down. Hallelujah. If we just take God at his word, he will cause us to come alive. Glory to God. He is our hope. The Bible says, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. If you see everything, that is not hope, because hope is something you don't see. It's with expectation that you are expecting to receive of God. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible said in Psalm 130, in the seventh verse, it said, let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous in redemption. God, he is plentiful in mercy. When man won't have mercy on you, the doctor may not have mercy on you, your friends may not have mercy on you, but with God, he's plenteous in mercy. Hallelujah. With
Amen. Glory to God is redemption. With him is salvation. With him is deliverance. For there is hope. Glory to God in the Lord. Let us hope in the Lord. The Bible tells us in Psalm 27 and 14, said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Sometimes we just have to go before the Lord and wait there, and believe God, take him at his word, believing that he will come, believing that he will deliver. He will do just what he said he would do. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. But we got to take God at his word. Believe him for what he said in his word. Knowing that God cannot fail. Knowing that God cannot lie. Glory to God. He is our hope. The hope of glory. Hallelujah. We have this hope in us. Trusting in our God. The God of our salvation. The one that brought us out. The one that saved our souls. The one that filled us with the Holy Ghost. God will do just what he said he would, disciples, to go back to Jerusalem and wait there until they become endued with power from on high. And they went on back to Jerusalem and waited on the Lord. They waited one day. Nothing happened. They waited 2 days, 3 days, and nothing happened. They waited 4, 5, 6 days. Nothing happened. 7, 8, 9 days. Nothing happened. But because Jesus told them to go back and wait, they took him at his word. They didn't see the deliverance. But God, he made the way. On the 10th day, something began to happen. The Spirit of God began to move in the upper room. Hallelujah. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God moved in there as a mighty rushing of the wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. Glory to God, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. But they waited on the Lord God Almighty, hoping, believing that they was going to receive the promise of the Father. You see, Jesus, he went away and he promised them that he would send another comforter. Hallelujah, even the Spirit of truth, that was the comforter. And Jesus, he did just what he said he would do. Hallelujah, the Holy Ghost came into place and filled all the house where they were sitting. They began to speak in other tongues, and the Spirit of God gave them the utterance. Hallelujah. They begin to praise God and glorify God. And they praise him so much. People on the outside said, these men are drunk of new wine. Hallelujah. But the saloon wasn't even open. Hallelujah. The Lord moved. He moved by his Spirit. And he filled them with the Holy Ghost. I believe Peter stood up and began to preach. He said, these men that was in this prayer for 10 long days, they're not drunk as you suppose. But this is that, glory to God, which was spoken of by will fight with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Glory to God. I tell you, we just hope in the Lord. Take that hope and believe God. Put that faith behind it and see what God will do. Sometimes Satan will tell you, well, I done fasted, I done prayed, but nothing happened. But you keep on waiting, keep on fasting, keep on praying. After a while, something will happen. The Spirit of God will come upon you and take control. You'll be out of yourself. Hallelujah. But you don't know that something has happened unto me, because I can't do this thing on my own. Glory to God. Thank God. God can do it today. Just put your faith to work. Put your hope in God. He is the one to hope in, because he will bring it to pass. Whatever it is that you need in the Lord,
trust him.
And he will bring it to pass. Glory to God. I believe the apostles, the disciples, they stayed there and they waited. They didn't see it, but they was hoping. They was trusting in God, and God brought it to pass. Glory to God. The word of God is right, and he'll do just what he said he would do. In the 71st number of Psalms, in verse 5, it says, "For thou art my hope. The Lord is my hope. Oh, Lord God, thou art my trust from my youth." Been trusting him since I was a young person. And the Lord has not failed. And he will never fail. He cannot lie, and he cannot fail. But God will do just what he said he would do. So this is what you need to do. Gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Gird your loins up. Get ready. Get ready. Fasting and praying. You're getting ready to receive the blessing. Hallelujah. God can do it. We here are witnesses. We're witnesses that God can and will do what he said he would do. But you just have to take him at his word. Satan don't want you to believe, but believe against all odds. Glory to God. Defy the devil and say, I will trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding, but I take him at his word, because he cannot lie. Just because he cannot lie and he cannot fail, that alone is enough to trust God and take him at his word. That's one thing. God is not a liar. Satan is the liar. And he deceives people and try to make them not believe God. But he's the liar. God cannot lie. And he cannot fail. There may be somebody out there today. You need help. You need deliverance. You want to be saved. And you want the Lord to come into your life. He's here today. All you have to do is take him at his word. Against all odds, defy the devil. Defy his lies. Defy his doubt. Defy his fear. So he has his fear power. Glory to God. And he's trying to make you all discombobulated. But trust in the Lord.
give it to Jesus today as we prepare to have a word of prayer. Let's trust God. Let's believe God. Let's hope against hope, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, because he's coming back.
Yes.
And we got to be ready. There won't be no time to get ready. We have to be ready when Jesus comes. So let us pray. We believe God today, and we believe he can heal, he can save, he can deliver, he can fix your mind, whatever is going on in your mind, he can fix it. So let us trust him on tonight as we pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Bless the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. Have your way today, O Lord. Touch the souls of men. Touch their minds, O Lord. Send deliverance to their souls. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Change their mind, O Lord. Heal their mind, O Lord. Heal, O Lord, and they shall be healed. Save, Lord, and they shall be saved. In the name of Jesus, give somebody strength and faith to believe your word. Help them to look to you and trust in you with all their heart. Help them, O Lord. We know you're able today. We pray that you will bind the works of Satan. Cast them out today in the name of Jesus. That troubling spirit, cast it out, O Lord. We know you're able. We know you are a deliverer. We know you're able to fix it. Have your way today. Let your will be done. Somebody want to be saved. Somebody want to be loose. Somebody want to be healed. Heal today, O Lord. Pray to the other folks, O Lord. Let somebody know that you're real and that you got the power to do all things, that you're able, to help them to overcome in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you will heal the sick and deliver the bound, that you will loose the soul from the prison in the name of Jesus. We know you can do it. Jesus, heal that troubled mind. Heal, Jesus, from the cancer, from the COVID, from the lung disease, from the heart disease. Oh, my God, we know you're able. We know you've got the power. Deliver, Lord. Deliver. Save to the uttermost. We know you're able. We're looking to you, the author and finisher of our faith, the beginning and the end. Help today, O Lord. Go with us, O Lord. Lead, guide, and direct our path. Give us the strength, O Lord, and the courage to deny self the more, to call on your name until you come in and take control. We know you're able to do it. We thank you today. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for your word. We thank you right now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Touch their souls, O Lord. Help them to believe on you. We know you're able to say, O Lord, take full control. Speak, O Lord. Send your word and send your anointing, O Lord. Continue to bless this ministry. Continue to save. Continue to convert. Sanctify. Fill somebody with the Holy Ghost. We know you can do it. Draw the souls in, O Lord. Help them to seek your faith and call upon your name. You said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We believe you today and take you at your word. We thank you for every listener. We thank you for every soul. Pray that you continue to bless. Continue to have have your way. We'll give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Just believe God today. Hope in God. He is our hope. He is the hope of glory. Hope in the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that beautiful, powerful, inspiring message, anointed message coming through Evangelist May, a very timely message. We need this word tonight. The Lord is encouraging us through his word. She was talking about the hope of glory and encouraging us to hope in the Lord. And I can say the truth, if we just put our trust, our faith in the Lord, he will prove himself. He will manifest himself, just like he brought out so beautifully concerning hope and how the disciples, they were waiting in the upper room on the hope of glory. They were waiting on the Lord to bring to pass thing that he had promised, and they waited patiently. So I just thank God for his word tonight. This word has truly blessed me and ministered to me, and I'm encouraged, and I hope that you also are encouraged. And at this time, we're going to give way for words, for remarks coming through our evangelists who are on the broadcast tonight, and also any other clergy who may be on the broadcast. You are welcome to give remarks at this time. God bless.
Amen. Just thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybell, talking about the hope of glory and saying we have hope in the Lord. They're telling us the hope in the Lord. And this was a beautifully powerful message. And truly, we have this great hope, this great expectation, and we're looking for that hope to come to fruition or to be manifested. But we have to keep our faith and our hope in the Lord. We can't worry about what other people are doing, seeing these other things around us. But we have to keep our hope and trust in the Lord. And like you said, God, he cannot lie. He cannot fail. So, everything else is going to fail. Everything else is temporal. So God's word is never going to fail. We have to hope in the Lord. I enjoyed the message. That is, maybe I'll keep on preaching the word of God.
Praise God. Thank God for the precious word of God that came on this evening. Amen. Evangelist May, she preached out of her soul, speaking about that hope and that faith in God. Amen. We have to hope in God. Amen. Job said there's hope in a tree.
Yes.
Amen. There was hope that it was going to sprout back up and bring forth leaves.
Yes.
Amen. And we hope that tree is going to bring back leaves, sprout back up and bring back leaves after it's been hewn down. Amen. What more about God? We can hope in God, amen, that he's going to do just what he said he was going to do. Whatever we ask,
amen.
The Bible said, whatever ye shall ask in his name, it shall be done. Amen. Just hope, trust, and believe. I just thank God. Have that faith that it's going to be done. Amen. He did it in biblical times, and he'll do it in this time, too. All you have to do is believe God. I thank God for the word of God tonight. I want to encourage you, Vanessa May, to continue to preach the word.
Amen. Any other clergy? Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks, encouraging words. And I also want to encourage you, Evangelist May, to continue to preach the word of God. I believe we have Sister Rhoda on the line. Sister Rhoda, do you care to have any remarks tonight?
Yes. Thank you so much, woman of God. Evangelist, you have reminded us, God has reminded us concerning faith. It is true, brethren, without faith, you cannot please God at all. I remember one time I was looking for a house to stay. I didn't have a place to stay. That was 2018. So I started praying. After praying, I started thanking God. I said, thank you, God.
Yes.
Give me a good place to stay. Thank you, God. I believe because the Bible says, whenever you ask anything, believe and you have it, whatever you have asked.
Yes.
So I started thanking God. Thank you, Father, for giving me a good place. Then I kept on my business. Every morning, every evening, I'm just telling God, thank you. Then what? One day, the Spirit of God, prompted me to go to the bank. I didn't have money, so I said, let me just go to the bank. Without realizing, God has already prepared a miracle for me in that bank. I didn't know. You see, God orders our steps. The hospital God orders our steps. He's the one who knows where we are supposed to go, what we are supposed to get. So I went to the bank. There was a lady standing in front of me. It was during winter time. She asked me, she turned and looked at me, are you feeling cold? I said, yeah, I'm feeling very cold. But you have a high energy jacket. I said, but still, I'm feeling cold. But the way she was talking, her accent, I mean, this lady is from Africa. I said, are you from Africa? Was, yes, which country? She said, from Kenya. Oh, so we started speaking our language. Then I started now asking her, talking. I said, I've been looking for a place to, but I have a place, I have a house. You can come anytime. You see, it is God.
It's all right.
But when we pray, my great God hears our prayers because he's our Father. He knows what we need, and he knows when he's going to give us.
Yes.
Let's not give up. Let's not be in a hurry because God's ways are not our ways. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. So thank you so much, woman of God. May God continue to use you for his glory. Bless you all, men and women of God in the prayer line. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank the Lord.
Praise God. Thank God for those beautiful words coming through Sister Rhoda and that testimony. And just thinking about it, she just started thanking God.
Amen.
She asked the Lord for it, and she went ahead on and thanked him for it.
Yes.
And waited patiently until it came to pass. That's what we have to get. Oh,
Amen.
Praise God. And we also have Sister Cheryl on the line. Sister Cheryl, would you like to have anything to say?
Praise I just the, want to say thanks to the Lord for the word.
Amen. Praise God. We do thank God for all things said and done, and we're going to turn the remainder of the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless the evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for all of the remarks. Thank the Lord for the word of God. And I thank the Lord for that testimony coming through Sister Rhoda. She moved by faith, and the Lord blessed and delivered. Gave her what she needed. See, that's the kind of God we serve. You don't see it, but by faith, you believe it, and it comes to pass. So I just thank the Lord. I want to encourage you to continue to look to the Lord. Keep trusting in the Lord, because God will do just what he said he would do. Just hold, get a hold of that hope in the Lord and continue to trust him, and he will bring it to pass. Praise the Lord. I want to say before we close out that Evangelist Cynthia Edmond is scheduled to preach on May the 4th on the International Prayer Network. The number is 605-313-4122. And the access code is 1-878-6-9-pound. She's scheduled to preach May the 4th at 8 p.m., May the 11th at 8 p.m., and May the 25th at 8 p.m. That number again is 605-313-4122, and the access code is 1-878-6-9. So I'm looking forward to that. Then Cynthia really preaches. She gets into that word, and I'm looking to have a good time in the Lord. Yeah. We're looking forward to these dates here. And I want to say also, if you would like to come by the prayer mission, the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, we are located once again at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey. And we have service here on Sunday morning. Well, Sunday afternoon at 12 p.m., you're welcome to come and join us and feel free to praise the name of the Lord and worship with us together. And we thank God for all things. And at this time, is there anything else, any more announcements or anything? If not, we thank, once again, we thank our listeners. We thank the Lord, Sister Rhoda. For Evangelist Khadija, Ben Samin, and Ben Cynthia, Sister Cheryl, and for all of those who are on the line. We look forward to being back here again on Sunday night at 7 p.m. join us then. God bless you and good night.
Amen. Amen.
God bless. Good night.
God bless.